Penguin Audio presents Surviving Home by A. American. Read by Duke Fontaine. Prologue. When it all went wrong, I was 200 miles from home. I traveled a lot for my job, and I always had my get-home bag in my car. It wasn't that I expected things to fall apart. By nature, I'm an optimist. But it always seemed to be the worst kind of irresponsibility to not be prepared. And it was that Boy Scout philosophy that saved my life. The car quit, my phone was dead, and pretty soon, I knew it wasn't just me. Everyone in the road was stuck and looking for a way home. I had known for a long time that if things ever went to shit, the average person was screwed. No power, no water, no food, no way to communicate with the government that was supposed to be running the show. And I knew that, in that situation, my fellow citizens would quickly become the biggest danger. What wouldn't you do if you couldn't feed your family? But what I wasn't prepared for was how quickly things would get bad. And in the weeks it took me to hoof it home, things got very bad indeed. The average person without food or water or hope would rob you for a meal. The average person in the same situation, but with kids to feed, might kill you. I'd thought about it a lot before the event, and I had tried to prepare. I didn't worry too much about my wife and three girls. My house was off the grid. We had food stored, solar power, and an independent water system. More important, I had good friends and neighbors. I knew people like my buddy Danny would look out for Mel and the girls. All I had to do was get home to them and everything would be fine. That's what I thought, at least. Getting there wasn't easy. I got real lucky. I hooked up with Thad and Jess and we looked out for each other. When I got shot, they saved my life and we were luckier still. We met Linus Mitchell, Sarge, a retired soldier, and some of his army buddies. They got me back on my feet and made it possible for Jess, Thad, and I to make it home to our families. Coming home was the single best moment of my life. Things in my neighborhood were under control, and despite that the world had gone to hell, for a little while, it seemed like it was all going to be okay. We had a cookout the night I came home, and it wasn't very different from other gatherings like we had 100 times before. Family, friends, and hope. I know myself pretty well, and sometimes I can be kind of harsh about how people are adjusting to the world we live in now. It's a new world with new rules, and everybody has to make do for themselves. You have to make sure your family gets fed and make sure they're safe. There are too many people waiting for Uncle Sugar to fix things, people who thought at the beginning that if they just waited, things would go back to normal. But if I'm honest, the first night I got home, I wasn't too different. I thought the hard part was behind me, and I had no idea how bad things were going to get. I figured if I took care of my own, the rest would sort itself out. But I was wrong. Chapter 1. We went to bed early after the cookout. It was nice to sleep in my own bed with my wife beside me. Ashley, mostly we called her Little Bit, wanted to sleep with us and really put up a fight. But we wanted some time to ourselves. It had been a while since we'd been together, and we were going to make up for it. Afterward, Mel was asleep, and I was lying there, staring at the ceiling. In the past, I would have gotten up and gone online, but those days were over. No more internet, no more laptop, no more of a lot of things. I got up and walked out to the living room and sat down in my chair. The room was dark and silent. There was no AC running, no fan. No, nothing. Light washed over the window, and I heard an ATV heading toward the roadblock. I stood and looked out the front window as it passed by, and then the darkness and silence returned. I sat down again in my leather chair, but soon I was up again and returned to my bed and Mel. Morning came, and I was up before the sun. Mel was still asleep, as were the girls. I put on a pot of water to boil.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?